Chapter 2. Building Your ASL Vocabulary. Everyday Signs for Greetings and Introductions, When Embarking on Your Journey to Learn American Sign Language, ASL. One of the first things you'll want to master is how to greet others and introduce yourself. These basic signs will help you engage in simple conversations and make a positive first impression within the deaf community. Greetings and introductions are essential building blocks for any language learner, and ASL is no exception. One of the most common greetings in ASL is the sign for hello. To perform this sign, simply place your open edge and near your forehead, with your palm facing outward, and then move your hand away from your head eye. Na slight arc. This friendly gesture is a great way to initiate a conversation or acknowledge somio. Knees presence. Another important greeting is the sign for good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. These signs are similar to the hello sign but with a slight twist. For good morning, start with the hello sign, then move your hand downward in front of your chest, palm facing down. For good afternoon, use the same motion but with your palm facing up. Finally, for good evening, start with your palm facing up, then rotate your hand so that your palm faces down as you move it downward. When introducing yourself, you'll want to know how to sign your name. In ASL, each person has a unique name sign that is created by combining a letter from the manual alphabet with a speck IFIC motion or location. Name signs are typically given to individuals by members of the deaf community and are based on a distinguishing characteristic, such as a personality trait, physical feature, or hobby. If you don't have a name sign yet, you can simply spell out your name using the manual alphabet. To introduce yourself, start by pointing to yourself with your index finger, then sign my name by placing your dominant hand on your chest, palm facing in, and then moving it forward. Next, spell out your name or use your name sign, if you have one. When introducing others, point to the person you are introducing, sign his, her name, and then spell out their name or use their name sign. It's also useful to know how to ask for someone's name. To do this, point to the person you are addressing, then sign your name what, by placing your dominant hand on your chest, palm facing in, and then moving it forward before turning your palm upward and raising your eyebrows in a questioning expression. In addition to these basic greetings and introductions, there are several other signs that can help you navigate everyday conversations. For example, the sign for nice to meet you is made by extending your right hand, palm facing up, and then bringing it towards your chest in a sweeping motion. To say thank you, simply place your dominant hand on your chin, palm facing in, and then move it forward and down in a slight arc. Other useful signs for everyday interactions include please, you're welcome, excuse me, and sorry. To sign please, place your dominant hand on your chest, palm facing in, and then move it in a circular motion. For you're welcome, start with your dominant hand on your chest, palm facing in, then move it forward and down, similar to the motion on for thank you. To sign excuse me, place your dominant hand on your chest, palm facing in, and then move it forward and to the side. Finally, to sign sorry, make a fist with your dominant hand and then rub it in a circular motion on your chest. As you practice these signs and incorporate THM into your daily interactions, you'll find that your confidence in communicating with ASL grows. Remember that everyone starts as a beginner, and the deaf community is generally very welcoming and appreciative of those who make an effort to learn their language. To further expand your skills in greetings and introductions, consider practicing with a study partner or joining an ASL conversation group. These opportunities will allow you to engage in real-world conversations and receive feedback from more experienced signers. In addition to mastering the signs themselves, it's important to pay attention to your facial expressions and body language when communicating in ASL. Facial expressio, NS, such as raising your eyebrows when asking a question or furrowing your brow when expressing concern, are an integral part of the language and can convey important information that is not expressed through the signs alone. As you continue to learn and practice these everyday signs for greetings and introductions, you'll be well on your way to building a strong foundation in ASL. With time and dedication, you'll find yourself able to engage in increasingly complex conversations and connect with members of the deaf community on a deeper level. Signs for family, friends, and relationships. Learning signs for family, friends, and relationships is an essential part of building your American Sign Language, ASL, vocabulary. These signs will enable you to introduce yourself, talk about your loved ones, and engage in conversations about personal connections. By mastering these fundamental CGNS, you'll be able to express yourself more effectively and form deeper bonds with members of the DEAF community. One of the first signs you'll likely learn is the sign for family. To sign family, hold your hands out in front of you with your fingers spread apart and your thumbs touching your chest. Move your hands in a circular motion, as if encircling your loved ones. This sign represents the idea of a close-knit group of people who support and care for one another. When discussing immediate family members, you'll need to know the signs for mother, father, sister, and brother. To sign mother, tap your thumb on your chin with your dominant hand, palm facing in. For father, tap your thumb on your forehead with your dominant hand, palm facing in. The sign for sister, INV, involves placing your dominant hand on your chest, palm facing in, with your thumb extended and pointing G upward. Move your hand down your chest slightly. To sign brother, place your dominant hand on your chest, palm facing in, with your thumb extended and pointing upward. Move your hand up your chest slightly. Signing extended family members is equally important. The sign for grandmother and GR and father involves tapping your dominant hand, palm facing in, on your chin and forehead, respective. Ely, similar to the signs for mother and father. However, for grandparents, you'll use all four fingers instead of just the thumb. Aunt and uncle are signed by placing your dominant hand, palm facing in, on the side of your jaw and moving it forward slightly. The difference between aunt and D, uncle, is the hand shape used. For aunt, use a C handshape, and for uncle, use an L, H and SH. Ape. When it comes to signing friends and relationships, there are several key signs to learn. The sign for friend involves holding both hands in front of you, palms facing each other, with your index fingers extended and touching. Rotate your hands back and forth, as if your index fingers are TW. O people walking side by side. To sign best friend, use the same handshape as friend, but link our index fingers together and move them in a circular motion. Signing romantic relationships is so essential. The sign for boyfriend or girlfriend involves placing your dominant hand, palm facing in, on the side of your chest and moving it down slightly. To sign husband or wife, place your dominant hand, palm facing in, on the side of your forehead and move it down slightly. The sign F or partner is similar to husband or wife, but instead of moving your hand down, you'll move it forward slightly. When discussing relationships, you may also need to sign words like love, lick, e, and happy. To sign love, Cross your arms over your chest, with your hands forming the A, Ha, ND shape, a closed fist with your thumb resting on the side of your index finger. The sign for leg involves placing your dominant hand, palm facing in, on your chest and moving it forward slightly. To sign happy, place both hands, palms facing in, on your chest and move them in a circular motio. N, as if your heart is bursting with joy. As you practice these signs, remember that context and facial expressions play a significant role in conveying meaning. For example, signing friend with a warm smile and an excited expression can show that you're talking about a close, cherished friendship. P. On the other hand, signing friend with a neutral or slightly disappointed expression may indicate a more casual or strained relationship. To reinforce your learning, consider the following tips. Gamma Co. Practice signing family, friend, and relationship words in context, such as introducing your family members or discussing your friendships. Gamma Co. Watch ASL videos and observe how native signers say these signs in conversation, paying attention to their facial expressions and body language. Gamma Co. Engage in ASL conversations with native signers or language exchange partners to practice using the say signs in real-life situations. Gamma Co. Create flashcards or use online resources to quiz yourself on family, friend, and relationship signs, helping to commit them to memory. By mastering signs for family, friends, and relationships, you'll be well on your way to building a strong foundation in ASL vocabulary. As you continue to learn and practice these signs, you'll find yourself able to engage in more meaningful conversations and forge deeper connections with the deaf community. Remember to be patient with yourself and celebrate each milestone as you progress on your ASL journey. Signs for emotions and feelings. Emotions and feelings are an integral part of the human experience, and being able to express them effectively is crucial for meaningful communication. In American Sign Language, ASL, conveying emotions and feelings is a rich and nuanced process that involves a combination of facial expressions, body language, and specific signs. Facial expressions play a significant role in expressing emotions in ASL. The eyes, eyebrows, mouth, and cheeks work together to convey the intensity and subtleties of various feelings. For example, raised eyebrows and wide eyes can indicate surprise or excitement, while furrowed brows and a frowning mouth can signify anger or frustration. Practicing and incorporating appropriate facial expressions is essential for clear and authentic communication in ASL. In addition to facial expressions, body language is another crucial component of expressing emotions in ASL. The way you hold your body, the tension in your muscles, and the speed and intensity of your movements all contribute to the emotional tone of your message. For instance, signing with sharp, quick movements can convey anger or urgency, while signing with slow, gentle movements can indicate sadness or tenderness. When it comes to specific signs for emotions and feeling, ASL has a wide range of vocabulary to draw from. Some of the most common signs include Gamma Co. Hap. Y. To sign happy, touch your chest with your open hand and make a circular motion. Gamma Co. Sad. To see. GN. Sad. Use your index fingers to trace a path from your eyes down your cheeks, mimicking the path of tears. Gamma Co. Angry. To sign angry, clench your fists and move them up and down in front of your chest, as if shaking with rage. Gamma Co. Excited. To sign excited, make a shaking motion with your open hands in front of your chest, as if you can hardly contain your enthusiasm. Gamma Co. Love. To sign love, cross your arms over your chest, as if hugging yourself. Gamma Co. Confused. To sign confused, rot, Tape your index fingers on either side of your head, as if your thoughts are swirling around. Gamma Co T. I read. To sign, tired, use your dominant hand to touch your forehead and then slide it down your fac. E, as if wiping away fatigue. These are just a few examples of the many signs used to express emotions and feelings in ASL. As you continue to learn and expand your vocabulary, you'll discover a wide array of signs that allow you to convey the full spectrum of human emotions. It's important to note that the context and intensity of the emotion being expressed can influence the way a sign is executed. For example, the sign for angry can be made with more or less force and repetition depending on the degree of anger being conveyed. Similarly, the sign for love can be made with a gentle, affectionate touch or a more intense, passionate movement, depending on the depth of the feeling. 2. Practice expressing emotions and feelings in ASL. Start by focusing on your facial expressions and body language. Stand in front of a mirror and try conveying different emotions without using any sign at all. Pay attention to how your face and body naturally respond to each emotion and try to exaggerate those expressions for clarity. Next, practice incorporating specific signs for emotions and feelings into your facial expressions and body language. Start with simple sentences or phrases that include an emotion word, such as, I am happy, or, she is sad. As you become more comfortable, try incorporating emotional expressions into longer sentences and conversations. Another helpful practice is to observe native ASL signers and how they express emotions in their communication. Watch videos of deaf individuals signing, attend ASL events or classes, or engage with the deaf community to see how emotions are conveyed in real-life contexts. This will help you develop a more natural and authentic approach to expressing emotions in ASL. Signs for colors, shapes, and sizes. Colors, shapes, and sizes are fundamental aspects of visual communication, and being able to describe them in a American Sign Language, ASL, is essential for effective self-expression and understanding. Knowing how to sign these concepts will allow you to engage in a wide range of conversations, from discussing art and fashion to providing detailed descriptions of objects and environments. When signing colors in ASL, it's important to note that there are two main methods, initialized signs and descriptive signs. Initialized signs involve using the hand shape of the first letter of the color's name in English, while descriptive signs use a combination of hand shapes, movements, and locations to convey the visual appearance of the color. For example, the initialized sign for red is made by forming the letter R with your dominant hand and then placing it on your lips. The descriptive sign for red on the other hand, involves placing your index finger on your lips and then moving it downward, as if you were tracing the outline of your lips. Some common initialized color signs include Gamma Co Blue, F. Form the letter B with your dominant hand and place it near your cheek, then move it slightly away. Gamma Co Green. Form the letter G with your dominant hand and place it near your chin, then move it slightly away. Gamma Co Yellow. Form the letter Y with your dominant hand and place it near your ear, T. Hand move it slightly away. Descriptive color signs often involve using hand shapes and movements T mimic the appearance or characteristics of the color. For instance, Gamma Co Black. Place both hands in front of your body, palms facing each other, and then move them apart as if you were separating RKNESS. Gamma Co White. Place both hands in front of your body, palms facing each other, and then move them together as if you were compressing light. Gamma Co Brown. Form the letter B with your dominant hand ND and then rub it against the back of your non-dominant hand, as if you were indicating the texture of wood or soil. When describing shapes in ASL, you can use a combination of hand shapes, movements, and finger tracing to outline the shape's contours. Some basic shape signs include gamma co circle, F, or me, C, shape with your dominant hand and then trace a circular motion in front of your body, gamma co square. Use both hands to form L shapes with your thumbs and index fingers touching, and then mo ve your hands apart to indicate the four sides of a square, gamma co triangle. Use both hands to form V shapes with your index and middle fingers touching, and then move your hands apart to indicate the three sides of a triangle. For more complex shapes or patterns, you can use a combination of finger tracing and descriptive signs to convey the visual appearance. For example, to describe a zigzag pattern, you can use your index finger to trace a zigzag motion in the air. Size is another important aspect of visual description in ASL. To indicate the size of an object, you can use a combination of hand shapes, movements, and spatial comparisons. Some basic size signs include gamma co small, pinch your thumb and index finger together, as if you were indicating a small amount, gamma co large, spread your arms wide apart, as if you were embracing a large object, gamma co tall, extend your dominant hand upward, palm facing in, as if you were measuring height, gamma co short, place your dominant hand, palm facing down, at a low level, as if you were indicating a short height, to provide more specific size descriptions, you can use spatial comparisons or numerical measurements. For example, to describe the size of a book, you can hold your hands apart at the approximate width and height of the book. To indicate precise measurements, you can use number signs in combination with size signs, such as ceiling, 5 feet tall, to describe a person's height. When discussing colors, shapes, and sizes in context, it's important to use facial expressions and body language to convey additional meaning. For eye and stance, when describing a vibrant color, you can widen your eyes and smile to express excitement or appreciation. When indicating a large or imposing object, you can use a serious facial expression, ND expansive body language to convey a sense of scale. As you practice signing colors, shapes, and sizes, remember that repetition and real-world application are key to mastering these concepts. Seek out opportunities to describe visual aspects of your environment, such as the colors of clothing, the shapes of buildings, or the sizes of objects in your home. You can also watch ASL videos or engage with native signers to observe how they incorporate these elements into their conversations, in addition to practicing the signs themselves. It's important to develop your visual acuity and attention to detail. Take time to observe the world around you and notice the subtle variations in colors, the unique contours of shapes, and the relative sizes of objects. By cultivating a keen eye for visual details, you'll be better equipped to describe them accurately and expressively in ASL, as you see. Continue to expand your vocabulary and skills related to colors, shapes, and sizes. You'll find that your ability to communicate visually in ASL grows exponentially. Whether you're discussing art, fashion, or everyday objects, being able to convey these fundamental aspects of visual language will enrich your conversations and deepen your understanding of the world around you. Signs for time, days, and seasons. Mastering signs for time, days, and seasons is essential for effective communication in American Sign Language, ASL. These signs enable you to express temporal concepts, schedule appointments, and discuss past, present, and future events with ease. As you embark on your ASL journey, incorporating these fundamental signs into your vocabulary will greatly enhance your ability to engage in meaningful conversations. To begin, let's explore the signs for the days of the week. Each day has a distinct sign that often relates to its spelling or a particular characteristic. For example, the sign for Monday involves making the letter M with your dominant hand and tapping it on your non-dominant palm. Tuesday is signed by making the letter T and moving it downward from your CH. As you progress through the week, you'll discover that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday have their own unique signs, while Saturday and Sunday are represented by the letters S and SU N, respectively. Next, let's delve into the signs for different times of the day. Morning is signed by placing your dominant hand on your non-dominant arm, as if showing the sun rising. Afternoon involves making the letter A and moving it in a small arc across your chest. Evening is signed by placing your dominant hand near your mouth and then moving it downward, resembling the setting S. Night is represented by placing your non-dominant hand near your face and moving your dominant hand downward, as if darkness is falling. When it comes to expressing specific times, ASL uses AC combination of numbers and signs. To indicate a particular hour, you sign the number followed by the sign for o'clock. For instance, 3 o'clock is signed by making the number 3 and then tracing a small circle in the air. To express minutes past the hour, you sign the hour followed by the number of minutes. For example, 5:15 would be signed as 5 followed by 15. Seasons are another crucial aspect of temporal communication in ASL. Each season has a distinct sign that often mimics a characteristic feature. Spring is signed by placing your dominant hand in front of your chest and then moving it upward and outward, resembling the growth of plants. Summer involves making the letter S and moving it across your forehead, as if wiping away sweat. Fall is signed by holding both hands in front of your body and then moving them downward, mimicking falling leaves. Winter is represented by crossing your arms in front of your chest and shivering, as if feeling cold. In addition to the signs for specific days, times, and seasons, ASL also incorporates various time-related concepts. Before is signed by placing your non-dominant hand in front of your body and then moving your dominant hand in front of it. After is the opposite, with your dominant hand moving behind your non-dominant hand. Now is signed by pointing both index fingers downward in front of your chest, emphasizing the present moment. To express duration or the passage of time, ASL employs a combination of signs and facial expressions. For example, to sign for a long time, you would make the sign for long by extending your dominant hand forward and then moving it horizontally, while simultaneously making a serious facial expression. Similarly, for a short time involves making the sign for shish or by placing your dominant hand in front of your chest and then moving it a small distance horizontally, accompanied by a brief facial expression. As you continue to practice and incorporate these signs into your ASL conversations, remember that context and facial expressions play a vital role in conveying the intended meaning. Signing with clarity, appropriate speed, and expressive facial gestures will enhance your communication skills and enable you to effectively discuss time-related topics with other ASL users. Signs for food, drink, and dining. Food, drink, and dining are essential aspects of our daily lives, and being able to communicate about them in American Sign Language, ASL, is a valuable skill. Whether you're ordering at a restaurant, discussing your favorite dishes with F. Wrens are sharing a meal with deaf acquaintances. Knowing the relevant signs will enable you to engage in meaningful conversations and build connections with others. One of the most fundamental signs in this category is the sign for food. To perform this sign, place your dominant hand in front of your mouth, with your fingers together and your thumb touching your chin. Then, move your hand downward slightly, as if you were placing food into your mouth. This sign can be used to refer to food in general, as well as to specific meals or snacks. When it comes to drinks, there are several signs you should know. The basic sign for drink involves forming a C shape with your dominant hand, as if you were holding a cup, and then moving the hand towards your mouth in a tipping motion. For specific beverages, such as water, coffee, or tea, you can combine this sign with the corresponding letter from the manual alphabet. For example, to sign water, form the letter W with your dominant hand and then perform the drink sign. Dining out is a common situation where you'll need use food-related signs. When ordering at a restaurant, you can start by signing I want, followed by the name of the dish or drink you'd like. If you're unsure about the menu items, you can ask the server by signing what food you have or what drink you have. The server may then point to the menu or describe the options using ASL. It's also helpful to know signs for common utensils and dining-related objects. The sign for fork is made by extending your index finger and moving it towards your mouth, as if you were using a fork to eat. For spoon, form a U shape with your dominant hand and mimic the motion of scooping food. The sign for knife involves holding your dominant hand flat, with your palm facing down, and then moving it in a cutting motion. When discussing your food preferences or describing a dish, you'll want to be able to express various tastes and textures. The sign for delicious is made by placing your dominant hand in front of your mouth, with your fingers spread apart, and then moving the hand in a small circular motion while closing your fingers. To sign spicy, form a claw shape with your dominant hand and tap your tongue with your index finger a few times. For sweet, place your index finger on your chin and then move it forward, as if you were tasting something sweet. Cooking and preparing meals is another context where food-related signs come in handy. The sign for cook involves holding your dominant hand in front of your body, with your palm facing up and your fingers together, and then moving the hand in a circular motion, as if you were stirring a pot. To sign cut, make a chopping motion with the edge of your dominant hand against the palm of your non-dominant hand. When sharing a meal with others, it's polite to use signs such as please, thank you, and you're welcome. These signs, combined with the appropriate facial expressions, can help create a warm and friendly atmosphere during dining experiences. As you practice these signs and incorporate them into your conversations, remember that context and facial expressions play a significant role in conveying meaning in ASL. For example, the sign for hungry is made by placing both hands on your stomach, but the intensity of the sign can be modified to express varying degrees of hunger. To further expand your vocabulary related to food, drink, and dining, consider learning signs for specific ingredients, cooking methods, and popular dishes. You can also watch ASL videos online or attend deaf events where food is served to observe how native signers communicate in these contexts. As with any aspect of learning ASL, immersing yourself in the language and practicing regularly is key to improving your skills. Don't be afraid to make mistakes or ask for clarification when needed. The deaf community is generally patient and appreciative of learners. Ho show a genuine interest in their language and culture. By mastering signs related to food, drink, and dining, you'll be better equipped to navigate a wide range of social situations and connect with others over one of life's greatest pleasures, Gamako, sharing a good meal. Signs for animals and Natu. Re. Expanding your American Sign Language, ASL, vocabulary to include signs for animals and nature is not only fun but also essential for engaging in diverse conversations and expressing yourself more fully. Whether you're discussing your favorite pets, planning a trip to the zoo, or simply appreciating the beauty of the natural world, knowing how to sign various animals and nature-related words will greatly enhance your ASL skills. When learning animal signs, it's helpful to start with common pets and domesticated animals. The sign for dog involves patting your leg with your dominant hand, as if calling a dog to come to you. To sign cat, pinch your thumb and index finger together near the corner of your mouth and move your hand away from your face, mimicking a cat's whiskers. For by road, hold your dominant hand in front of your mouth, with your index finger and thumb touching, and open and close your fingers to resemble a bird's beak. As you expand your animal vocabulary, you'll encounter signs that mimic the unique characteristics or movements of each creature. For example, T-O sign, elephant. Use your dominant hand to form an S hand shape near your nose, then move your haw ND down and away from your face, resembling an elephant's trunk. To sign lion, place your dominant hand on the top of your head, with your fingers spread apart, and move your hand down the back of your head, mimicking a lion's mane. When discussing nature and the environment, you'll need to know signs for various landscapes, weather conditions, and natural phenomena. The sign for tree involves S holding your non-dominant arm vertically in front of you, with your elbow bent and your hand forming a fist. Then, place your dominant hand, palm down, on top of your non-dominant fist, representing the branches and leaves of a tree. To sign mountain, hold both hands in front of you, palms facing each other, with your fingers spread apart and your thumbs touching. Move your hands upward and eye from each other, forming the shape of a mountain peak. Weather-related signs are also crucial for our nature conversations. To sign rain, hold both hands in front of you, palms facing down, with you our fingers spread apart. Move your hands downward, wiggling your fingers to mimic falling raindrops. For snow, hold both hands in front of you, palms facing down, and move them downward while wiggling your fingers, similar to the sign for rain, but with a gentler, fluttering motion. To sign sun, form a C hand shape with your dominant hand and rotate it in a circular motion in front of your face, representing the sun's rays. When discussing specific plants or flowers, you can often create S. IGNS by combining the sign for tree or flower with a distinctive feature of the plant. For instance, to sign rose, form the sign for flower by holding your dominant hand in front of you, palm facing up, with your fingers and thumb spread apart. Then, use your non-dominant hand to trace a spiral pattern on your palm, representing the spiral pattern of a rose's petals. To practice and reinforce your learning of animal and nature signs, consider the following tips. Gamako, visit a zoo, aquarium, or nature park and practice signing the names of the animals and plants you encounter. Gamako, watch nature documentaries or animal videos with the sound muted and practice signing what you see on the screen. Gamako, engage in ASL conversations with native signers or language exchange partners, discuss. Sing your favorite animals, pets, or natural landscapes. Gamako, create flashcards or use online resources. CES to quiz yourself on animal and nature signs, helping to commit them to memory. As you learn and practice animal and nature signs, remember that regional variations and individual signing styles may exist. It's always a good idea to observe and learn from native signers and to be open to differ ways of expressing the same concept. Incorporating animal and nature signs into your ASL vocabulary will not only expand your signing abilities but also deepen your appreciation for the natural world and the diverse topics you can discuss in ASL. As you continue to grow your skills, you'll find yourself able to engage in more extensive and meaningful conversations about the fascinating creatures and environments that surround us. Embrace the joy of learning these signs, and let your curiosity guide you as you explore the vast and wondrous world of animals and nature through the lens of American sign language.